Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
In the beginning of Siman Reish Hey, the last line on Kuf Yud Gimel, right before 226, the Mechaber sentence of Aleph. Siman Reish Hey is Birchos Yerokos. Kol HaYerokos Mevarech Bari Pri Adama. On all vegetables, as we know, the bracha is Bari Pri Adama. Vafilu Bishlam. Even if you cook the vegetables, the bracha is still Bari Pri Adama. V'chein kol peros v'kitnios shetovim chayim umubushalim. So too, all fruit and legumes or beans that are good, raw and cooked, mevarech aleihem la'achar bishulam kibirchasam haru'uya lahem kodem shebishel. There is no difference between the bracha that you make on it before it's cooked and the bracha you make on it after it's cooked. All of them, if they're a fruit, they'll be ha'etz. If they're kitnios, they'll be ha'dama, just like the yirokos. Aval kara, but when it comes to squash, the silka and beets, ukruv and cabbage, the kayotze them or similar things, shetovim uvushalim yoser mechayim, where they taste better when they're cooked more than when they're raw. So the din is kishem chayim mevarach shahakol. When they're raw, that's not their ideal state. So the bracha is shahakol ulaachar bishulam bari pri adama. And after they're cooked, you make a bari pri adama. We touched upon all these ideas before, but something that is eaten both raw and cooked, the bracha remains the same, whether it's ha'etz or hadama. Something that is eaten bi'ikr when it is cooked, the bracha will only be hadama when it's cooked. When it's raw, it will be shahako, assuming it is edible when it is raw, but that's not the main way that it is eaten. The sume, pirish shumen, which is garlic, the charti, which is leek, kishehim chayim bari pri adama. These items, when they are raw, they are better. So when they're raw, the bracha is bari pri adama. La'achar shebishlam shahakol, and after they're cooked, they become shahakol. The Ramah says, d'michshevei nishtanu l'griusa. When these items are cooked, it's considered they go down a notch. So when they're raw, they're adama. When they're cooked, they go down to shahakol. Va'afilu bishlam in basar v'nishtabchu. Even if they were cooked with meat, and they got better because of the meat, ein ha-shevach mitzad atzman. This praise, this milo that they get is not because of themselves, elo machmas ha-basar shebehem, but rather it's because of the meat that is with them, and therefore the bracha shahakol. Again, just to summarize, we have some vegetables over here that are better when they're cooked than when they're raw. Some are better when they're raw when they're cooked. When they're in their better state, the bracha is hadama. When in their worst state, the bracha is going to be shakal. That's the basic idea over here. I'd like to point out one bir halacha before we see the mishabura, and that is on page 226, the v'maskel shetovim chayim umuvushalim. So we said any fruit, vegetables, legumes that are good, raw and cooked, the bracha will be the same when they're raw and when they're cooked, whether it's ha'etz or adama. So the Bar Halacha writes, Kosav achai adam, davka im derech b'nei oso mokom lo'ochlam kachayim. This is only true if it is the way of the people in that location to eat these items when they're raw. Avo im ein derech b'nei oso mokom le'ochol kachayim. But if it's not the way in that location where you are to eat it raw, afa pishem tovim le'ochol, even though they're good to be eaten, af shelo'ad yadchak, even not in a pressing situation, they're very gishmak, but they're not normally eaten that way in your location, then yivarech shahakol, the bracha will be shahakol, de'enu choshev l'kroso pri. That's not choshev enough to be called a pri. So when we say they're eaten raw and cooked, the bracha is going to be the same for both. That's only if in your location they actually eat it both ways. But if it's edible both ways, then in your location you only eat it one way. So then that way will be hadam or ha'etz, and the other way will be shahakol. So now let's see the mishabura, and we will get down to some very interesting halach l'maisa. Sivkotan aleph afilu bishlam. So the vegetables we said the bracha is bari pri adama, even if they are cooked. Umari shetovim lechol bein chayim bein mevushalim. Zakta Mishavur, we're discussing vegetables over here that are eaten well, both when they're raw and when they're cooked. Ukidimisayim achagach abe peiros akidnios. And the Mechaber says in the next line, when it comes to peiros akidnios, same thing over here by the Yerokos, the bracha is bari pri adama, even when they're cooked, not only when they're raw, even when they're cooked, assuming that they're eaten equally as cooked and as raw. Sivkotan beis vikidnios. That which we say kidneys have a bracha bari pri adama, that's dafka if you're eating them when they are moist. Aval kidneys upolin yaveshim, but legumes or beans that are dry, ain darkon shel bnei adam la'ochlan chayin el mevushalim. Then it's not normal for people to eat them when they're raw and dried out. Rather, they only eat them after they are cooked. Lefikach, therefore, ha'ochlam chayin. If one chooses to eat it when it's raw, mevarech shahakol. The bracha will be shahakol of ayin siman reish dalid sevkata and tesa meshabura. We had a lengthy discussion over there about the kitnios. So to summarize, when we say the kitnios are going to be both raw and cooked hadama, that's only if when they are raw they are moist. If they are dried out, they're not normally eaten that way when they're raw. So raw they'll be shahakol, and only when they're cooked they'll be hadama. Sevkata gimel yoseh mechayim. This was the next category of vegetables, the squash, the beets, the cabbage. We said they're better when they're cooked than when they're raw. So when they are raw, the bracha shahako. When they are cooked, the bracha is bari piyadama. But the lashon of mechaber was that they are yoser, they're shetovim mevushalim yoser mechayim. Mi lashon ze mashma, says the Mishabur and Sefkat Gimel, from that language it's mashma, the af kishem tovim chayim gamkin, that they're also good when they're raw. It says shetovim mevushalim yoser mechayim. They're better when they're cooked than when they're raw. Sounds like they're good cooked and raw, just better cooked than raw. So it's mashma, even when they are good, raw, it's the same din. Kevan shem yoser... Kevan shem yoser tovim kishem uvushalim. Since they are better when they are cooked, mevarech shahakol on them when they are raw. Umikomakom im derech ro bnei adam loachlam gamkem kishem chayim. If it is the way of most people to eat it raw as well, mevarech bari piyadama, then raw it would be bari piyadama, even though it's not as good as when it's cooked. But if it's the way of people to eat it, you would make the same bracha when it's raw. The Shaar Tzion points out at Os Gimel, Hainu ba'osa makom. When we say ro b'nei adam, eat it raw as well, that's talking about in your place, kein mashma b'chay adam, that's the mashma b'chay adam, and that's what we just read before in the Bir Halacha, that it doesn't go by ro b'nei adam in general, it goes by the people in your place. So the people in your place are eating it raw, just like they eat it cooked, the bracha will be hadama both ways. Sifkot and dalet, on these things, the squash, the beet, and the cabbage, we said they're better cooked than raw, so when they are raw, the bracha shakol. After they're cooked, the brachas adama. Says the Mishabura, v'hu adinim heim kevushim o meluchim. Even if they weren't actually cooked, but they were prepared a different way, they were pickled or they were salted, v'derech b'dei adam lo'ochlam al yidei zeh kishem chayim. And it's normal for people to eat these vegetables when they're pickled or salted, even though they are still raw. Mevarech b'rei pri adama, they will get the bracha b'rei pri adama even in their raw state. Ulefize, according to this, mashakor in kreit, which is also cabbage, kishekvashon vinasu chamitzum, when you pickle them and they become sour, mevarech aleihem b'rei pri adama akashem chayim. So then also you make a bracha b'rei pri adama even though they are raw. Avim lo kivashon, but if you didn't pickle them, v'acholan chayim, and you ate them just regular raw, the bracha will be shahako. And if they're mevushalim, if they're cooked, which is the most normal way, it will be bari pri adama. Salatin, which is lettuce, ma'orav im shemen v'chometz. If the lettuce is mixed with a little salad dressing with some oil and vinegar, the bracha on the salad, on the lettuce, is bari pri adama, af b'chayin, even though the lettuce is raw. In note number 6, he points out that the mashmos of the Mishabura is dafka the lettuce that's mixed with the dressing, then you make the appropriate bracha of bari pri adama. But nowadays, Paskins of Chaim Pinchas Scheinberg, Shahol Vishtansa Metzias, since the Metzias of our lettuce has changed, Mevarchin Bari Priadamik Hashem Chaim Aflulo Tarovas. Even without salad dressing, you're eating lettuce, the bracha nowadays is Bari Priadamo, like we will see later on, the same idea about the Metzias changing when it comes to carrots. Now we'll see, raw carrots nowadays are eaten raw, so the bracha is bari pradama. We'll see there's other ideas, but the halach lemaisa is that since nowadays we eat carrots raw, we eat lettuce raw, the bracha, even without the dressing, Zachar Scheinberg, would be bari pradama. Continues the Mishabura, we are in the second to last line of Sefkot and Dalet. V'chol zekesh shelo acholom toch asuda. This is all discussing if you're eating this lettuce, not inside the suda, then the bracha will be bari pradama. V'im ochel hasalatin in basar. If you are eating the lettuce, obviously if you're eating it in a suda, you won't make a bracha on it. It's covered by the suda. If you're eating the lettuce with meat, nasa tofel lahabasar, it becomes secondary to the meat, and the bracha of shahakol on the meat will cover the lettuce. Says the Mishabura Vaitis of Katan, hey, this is going on the next case of the Mechaber, when he came up with the shuman and the karti, the garlic and the leek. So we said it's the opposite of the other vegetables. When they're raw, that's their ikar state. The bracha is bari pi adama. After they're cooked, it's their non-regular way, and therefore the bracha is downgraded to shakal. Says the Mishabura, kosvu ha'achronim, tidavku b'shumin rakim. This is dafka talking about shumin that are soft. Then it's normal for people to eat it when it's raw, and then the bracha is adama. Aval shumin shehiskinu, but garlic that became old, shehem charithim ma'od, they're very sharp, ve'eino roi lo'achlon chai below pas, and they're not fit to be eaten raw without bread. Im acholo mevarech shakol, if you ate it raw that way, it's going to be shakol. V'chein de bitzolim, and so too by onions. Din ha'achir has the same din. And what's that? Im ochlon rakim, if you eat the onions when they are soft, the bracha is bari piradamba. But his skin, if they got older, the bracha is shakol. And we'll come back to onions, Emirat Hashem, shortly, and come out l'maisa. The ayin b'shari tshuva shemetzadei lom, we're looking at shari tshuva where he leans to say, that afilu rakim einu mevarech bari priadama, that even when they are soft, you don't make a bari priadama, rak b'medino shederech l'ochlon rakim below pas, only if it's normal in those locations to eat it soft without bread. Avo b'medino seinu, however, in our medinos, when it's not the way of people at all to eat garlic or onions raw, even when they are soft, below pas, without bread, says the Shari Tshuva, onions, if they're eaten raw, even if they're soft, the bracha in our medinos would be shahakol. And so too leads the Shema Adam, that when you're eating garlic or onions that are raw, even if they are edible and they are soft, nowadays in our medinos they are shahakol. Look further in the Shari Tshuva where he writes, when they are cooked, whether the garlic and the onions are soft or they're older and they're hard, you're going to make a bracha on these cooked onions and cooked garlic shahakol, even if they are cooked together with meat and they taste kishmak, the bracha on these cooked onions is going to be shahakol. Says the Mishaburavaitis of Katan Vav, we said the Mechashvi Nishtanu Lugriusa, this garlic and the leeks and the onions that we've been discussing, when they are raw, we said the bracha, and the Mechaber said, when they're raw, the bracha is hadama. After they're cooked, they go down a notch, and the bracha is shakal, because as the Rama said, the Mechashvi Nishtanu Lugriusa, that's considered changing for the bad. Says the Mishaburo, Mashma Mehachronim, Tuhu Adin Bebitzolim Uvushalim. It's Mashma Mehachronim, the same thing with onions that are cooked, they are downgraded from Hadama, which again, we said before, for us they're Shahakal, but they're Hadama, according to the Mechaber, and they will be downgraded when they're cooked to Shahakal. V'chein B'yorok Shekorin Zerzich. So too, by the vegetable called Zerzich, Uma Shekorin Tran, V'nire Didavko Keshebishal Habitzolim B'tavshal Imayim Kanohug. Very important points we're getting to now by onions, that when do we say when you cook the onions, the bracha is going to be shahakol? That's if you're cooking the onions in water the regular way. But that which you're making a dish out of the bitzolim alone, from the onions alone, shemivashlim osam bishul rav, you're doing a major cooking to the onions. Until you make them very geshmak and very edible, not just a little cooking to be part of a dish, but your mamish cooking them to eat them. Then the bracha on these very cooked onions will be bari priadama. Because through the abundance of cooking, they change for the better. So regular cooking changes them l'griyusa, so they're downgraded from hadama to shako. But if you cook them very, very well to be eaten as their own dish, then they're made even better, and the bracha is bari pri adama. Sivkotan zayin. Here's the ikir mishabura will come out with what we hold lagabi onions. The Rama said that even if you cook them with the meat, the bracha is still shakal, because even though they're geshmak, they're only geshmak because of the basar that is with them. However, Sifkotan Zayin Mishmu writes, Ayin Ba'achronim, Shekasu, look at the Achronim who write, Dim Hoyo Mevasha Yerokos Im Basar, if you were cooking vegetables with meat, O Shetignon Bishuman, or you were frying vegetables in oil, Shekavanoso Vadai Lecho Gam HaYerokos Atzman, where your intention is clearly that you're going to eat the vegetables themselves, Bevadai tzorich luvarich aleihem bari pri adama. Then for sure the bracha on them is going to be bari pri adama. Afilu im teva osan hayirakos lishtanos legreusa kimevashlim velobasar. The same vegetables that if you cook them on their own without basar, they turn worse through the cooking, but if you're cooking them to be eaten on their own, you're frying them in oil, so then it gets a mile of the bracha will be by pradama. Vishani hacha de lo nitnu shuman besocha kedeir bishvil atzman. The case of the mechaber is different. They get downgraded from adama to shaka when they're cooked, because they're not being cooked in the dish for themselves. Rakadei litein tam ba'basar. They're only thrown into the dish of meat to give the taste to the meat. But they happen to also get some taste in return from the meat. But your ikar kavana is only to give the garlic to give the taste of the meat. It happens to be derech agav, the meat gives back some taste of the garlic, but that's not your kavana. Al kein mevarech aleim rak kebirchas abasar. Therefore, in that case, the bracha on the garlic would be shahako like the meat. Lefizeh, according to this, im tigein bitzolim b'shemen. Very practical. If you fried onions and oil, o bechema or in butter, kedei lashbichon, to make them geshmak, you fried onions, you try to make sauteed onions, mevarech aleihem bari pri adama. The bracha on fried onions and oil is bari pri adama, darei habitzolim nishtanu li'iluya al yedei hatigun, because the onions turn better through the frying, v'heim ha'ikir etzlo, and they are the ikir by you, v'hu adin kol ki agavno. So even though we saw before that the onions in our medinos where they're not normally eaten raw, the bracha would be shahako, but if you saute the onions and you're frying them in oil or in butter and they become geshmak and you're doing it for the onions themselves, the bracha vadai becomes bari pri adama. There's a very important note over here. Note number 11. Note number 11 says, Uleinyan morak batzel. People make onion soup. What is the bracha on onion soup? Ha'asui mit betzolim mit tuganim. So you saute onions, and then you make the onions mixed with water, and you make a geshmaka onion soup. What's the bracha on onion soup? So Shlomo Zalman Auerbach says, Sha'af al pi sheyesh bo harbe mayim v'tavlinim. Even though there's a lot of water, and there's a lot of spices that are put in, mikom mokom tam ha'betzolim ikr. The taste of the fried onions is the ikr. Umavarech al ha'morak bari pri adama. So Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, since the bracha on fried onions, as we just said, is hadama, so we make onion soup by first sauteing the onions and then making it into a soup, even though they're only a minority ingredient in the soup. There's a lot of water, a lot of other ingredients. The bracha on that soup will be because of the onions, and it will be bari pri adama. We will stop here and continue Mitzvah Shem with Sif Beis tomorrow.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekayemus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.